Good morning, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure and an honor for me to welcome you to the symposium Cancer and Immunity, which is jointly organized by our colleagues Alain Fischer, holder of the Chair of Experimental Medicine, and Hugues de Thé, holder of the Chair of Cellular and Molecular Oncology. So this two-day conference will bring together the world-leading specialists in the relation between the immune system and cancer. This is an emerging medical specialty, immuno-oncology, which is at the junction between oncology, immunology, and medicine, and which is characterized by the multidisciplinary approach that is one of the pillars of the Collège de France. I don't know if everybody knows the Collège de France, so I will do a little advertising about the Collège de France, with some hints also of medicine. Founded in 1530 in Paris by François I, the Collège de France perpetuates the humanist spirit of the Renaissance. Progress of letters, science, and arts is encouraged in order to share the fruits of erudition and emancipation. The first royal lecturers taught not medicine, but Greek, mathematics, and Hebrew, disciplines that were absent from the neighboring Sorbonne. So we have a long and complicated history with the Sorbonne. Now they are friends, but still we have our own identity. As for research and teaching in medicine, let us remember that the first readers in medicine were also the king's personal physicians. Allow me to name Jean Astruc in the 17th century, who was not only a physician. He made Chinese medicine known in Europe, but also a biblical scholar and the founder of the diachronic analysis of the Bible. So it's impossible to name all the professors of medicine who taught at the Collège de France. Of course, at the risk of forgetting some great figures, I would nevertheless like to mention some names: René Laennec, Claude Bernard, Charles Nicolle, Jean Dessay. As for cancer research is concerned, Antoine Lacassagne and Charles Oberlin are among the most emblematic figures. These eminent specialists could not have found a better establishment than the Collège de France, a unique institution in the world, whose motto is Docet Omnia. We teach everything. No field of knowledge is excluded. And the second motto is research in the making. The Collège de France does not teach acquired truth, but the latest discoveries and hypotheses of scientific research. Fundamental research, the most free and daring of all, the dissemination of this research to all, and the contribution to the influence of culture and the progress of the mind are indeed the essential missions of the Collège de France, which offers its teaching free of charge and open to all, to everybody. The collegial choice of the Collège de France Assembly of the Professors for the election of new colleagues is guided only by the importance and originality of the candidates' work. And these provisions allow for a great deal of freedom and makes it possible to welcome new disciplines and bring together researchers working on different themes. And this is exactly the case today. Alain Fischer will give you some hints about the program, and Hugues de Thé will complete it. This symposium will be an opportunity for discussion also. Questioning will be a privileged moment in this field of research, which is more important than ever. I wish you an excellent conference.
Thank you, Thomas Römer, for those who might not know him, for this very kind introduction, and I think to place us in the spirit of this Collège de France, which opens such opportunities. I have to say that more than 3 years ago, we had discussions with Hugues de Thé, so my co-chairman, to say maybe it is time to think about having a meeting gathering the best scientists in the world, if possible, to discuss something that was in between our fields of research, oncology and immunology. So there was a gap between us. So today we would like, or we thought already 3 years ago, to try to fill the gap, having a meeting on the immune system and cancer, considering the key advances that occurred over the years. So we were very naive or optimistic, I don't know, and we thought that we might have this meeting in May 2020. Of course, you know that in May 2020, it was a period of the lockdown, so we had to cancel it. And so we say, okay, no problem, we'll do it in 2021, May 2021. Next, same story, so now we are in May 2022. So I would like to thank for three times, not only once, but three times, because they accepted three times to come, the speakers to come over to participate to this meeting. Some of them, as you will see, or you know from the program, and you know them, are coming from far away, including the west coast of the US. So many thanks for your participation. And I know that for some of them, this is their first meeting since the COVID is not so making so much pressure on us. So again, maybe it's a fourth occasion to thank them. So we are all expecting these tremendous talks and have discussions with the speakers. So don't hesitate to ask questions. As Thomas said, this is also the purpose of such a meeting. But to finish my introduction, I would like also to thank those who helped the meeting to take place. Without them, there wouldn't have been any meeting. First, of course, the Collège de France, which offers all of the facilities you are today in. But also, I would like to thank others who contributed, to start with La Mairie de Paris. And we have the chance to have with us this morning Madame Le Mardelet. She is the deputy mayor for research and university at the Mairie de Paris. And the mairie was very generous enough to support us, to support the meeting, actually. They said yes more than 2 years ago, and they said again yes and yes, year after year, to have the meeting taking place. And besides the Mairie de Paris, we are also supported, and thanks to them, by the Institut National du Cancer, as well as La Ligue Nationale contre le Cancer, and the ARC, the Association de Recherche contre le Cancer. So these are two charities for the non-French people here, plus the Institut National du Cancer, which is a public institution that is organizing both research and care against cancer. So thanks to them, because without them, we would have no meeting today. So I will stop there, and I think we have to go to science, which is the most important part of the meeting. And without further ado, I will ask the first speaker, who is Philippe Bousseau. I guess most of you know Philippe. Philippe is an immunologist at Pasteur Institute. He's actually the head of the Department of Immunology of the Pasteur Institute. And his research over the years has focused on analyzing how the immune system works in vivo. So by developing quite elegant, I would say, ways of looking by microscopy to the immune system at work in vivo, he has deciphered several mechanisms of physiological responses to infection, as well as phenomena like graft rejection, and obviously in the context of this meeting he has been interested to look at immune responses against tumor cells in vivo. And so the title of his talk is Mechanism of Tumor Immunosurveillance and Immunotherapy Analyzed at the Single Cell Level.